Good evening. So the mitzvah of eating the sukkah for the duration of sukkahs, something that happens very often is that we have snacks or breakfasts or other such meals or mini meals without eating bread. That's what I'd like to speak about eating in a sukkah, specifically when we make mizonos, but it's not bread, it might not be a huge amount. That's what I'd like to speak about for the next few minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Gemara tells us, that if a person eats more than a kibetza of bread, then he has to eat in a sukkah, and of course, leishev sukkah is warranted. One interesting point, let's say a person has a big sandwich, which is a beitza, or more than a beitza, and he takes a bite, waits 5-10 minutes, takes another bite, waits another 5-10 minutes, takes another bite, such that it takes him 3 hours to eat this sandwich. So he had a kibetza, but the time elapsed that from the beginning till the end of his kibetza was many more minutes than kedei achilas pras. It took over a long time. Would that kind of achila warrant reciting leishev sukkah? Or would that kind of achila warrant being needed to be eaten in the sukkah in the first place? We know typically that if you eat, whenever you have to eat, it has to be within a shiur of kedei achilas pras. 9 minutes, 6 minutes. Some people had to, for health reasons, had to eat on Yom Kippur. They made sure to eat shiurim every 9 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever it is. Because if it's not on the shiur, that's not that achil is not mitzarif. Here the halacha is different. And the halacha would be that if a person ate a total of a kibetza, more than a kibetza of bread, they would have to recite a brach, they would have to eat it in the sukkah, even if it took a very long time to eat it, because that would be called kviyas seuda, even though it took a very long time, it took an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but since they had a total quantity of kibetza, they have to eat in the sukkah. Okay, that's for bread. Then let's move on to mizonos. The Shulchan Aruch says three very important words, that if a person eats chamisha mine dagon, eats fruit, what we call mizonos, whether it's noodles or oatmeal or danishes, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you eat it im kaveya alav, if you kaveya this as a seuda, then chayv besukkah. So that those three words, im kaveya alav, are the words we're going to have to figure out how to deal with. That means that if I have it, but not being kaveya on it, I don't have to make a bracha? Or does it mean that if I'm eating a kibetza and more, that that's by definition, objectively, I have this quantity, that by definition is a kviyus. So basically the question is, what happens? You have lunch at 12 o'clock, and you're having dinner at 6 o'clock, and you go in at 3:30 for a snack of a donut. Donut is a kibetza, and it's not a lunch, or it's not a dinner, it's a snack. So the question is, do you have to eat in the sukkah? Do you have to recite a leishev if you're not kaveya on it? So this is explicitly discussed by the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says, if you have a snack after lunch, before supper, this is exactly the case he speaks about, he says that that's not kaveya alav, and therefore that does not have to be eaten in the sukkah, and certainly leishev sukkah is not supposed to be recited, because the Shulchan Aruch said explicitly that even if you have a kibetza of mizonos material, it's only if you are kaveya alav. If you establish it as a meal, if it's a set eating as opposed to just a snack, that's the only time that it has to be, that it warrants a bracha. That's the Pesach of Bikur Yaakov. As you can imagine, others argue, the Kisa Shulchan Aruch, others argue and say, no. The fact that you had an amount of a kibetza and more, the fact that you had the size of a donut and it's mizonos, so that itself does warrant eating in the sukkah and consequently also making a bracha on it. So how do we paskin? So now to get a little bit tricky, because listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag ha'olam is that we do make a mizona, I'm sorry, we say a leishev sukkah on eating that donut. You heard the words? The minhag ha'olam is that that's what people do. But that's not what he thinks you should do. It's a funny thing. Usually the minhag ha'olam is, this is the halacha, right? It's the minhag ha'olam, that's what we do. No, here in this case, the Mishnah Berurah says that's what everybody does. It's the minhag ha'olam. Maybe we could try to figure out why that is the minhag ha'olam, why everybody does say a leishev when they have a donut at 3:30 in the afternoon. But the Mishnah Berurah says that would not be proper. Because there are opinions that say you have to eat in the sukkah and say leishev, definitely eat it in the sukkah. Don't eat it in your car. Don't eat it on the way. Eat it in a sukkah, but don't make a leis shev unless you, so the Mishnah Berurah suggests, unless you sit there for a little while, and you're sitting there, if you ate the kibetza, you ate the donut, and then you're sitting there for a little while, that together would be a kvias, and then you could say a leis shev. That's the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion. So halacha lemaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, now what he says, the minhag is to say a leis shev on a donut. What the Mishnah Berurah paskins, not like that, that a person should eat it in the sukkah under all circumstances, and if they can't have to leave right away, don't say a leis shev. If they could wait a little bit, they should wait a little bit and then be able to say the leis shev asukkah on both the eating with the hanging out for the next few minutes. The Mishnah Berurah said there are two other cases where you can make a bracha even if you're not going to stay. Another, we want to fulfill the din of koveya alav, that you're establishing it as a meal, even though it's just a donut. If you have a bunch of people together, that itself could be a kvius. So let's say it's not just you going to the sukkah at 3:30 for a donut, it's you and your three friends. Oh, four people eating together, that's already a kvius, right? The Gemara talks about being koveya for drinking. So kvius is with other people. If this is what we'd call a party, it doesn't have to be a real party with a capital P, even a lowercase P party, that would already be considered a kvius, that donut would be enough to warrant. So again, Mishnah Berurah had one suggestion to sit there for a little while. We're saying even if you don't sit there at all, if you're with a party, a group of people, that would also be sufficient. The next possibility, where again, just eating a donut would be enough, is if you make kiddush on it, the Mishnah Berurah points out. If you're making kiddush, so since in Hilchas kiddush, it has to be considered a kvius, right? You have to be kaveh makom, and kaveh makom seuda. So since in Hilchas kiddush, to make kiddush needs to be with a kvius, so the fact that you made kiddush on it, that itself can warrant the worth and the halach of kaveh alav, and therefore you'd be able to make a leishev, even if so, we're going to have, God willing, on Yontif morning after davening, we're going to go to our sukkah right here in the shul, we're going to make kiddush, there are a lot of people there anyway. But let's say you'd be by yourself, and you, if there would be a shul, for example, that has a kiddush club, but it's a good shul, so probably only one person would be in the kiddush club, the person himself, and one person can go in, make kiddush for himself, so there he'd be able to make the leis shev on that on the donut, even if he's by himself, even if he's not going to stay there because he has to run back to hear the haftorah, of course. So that would warrant, the fact that it's for kiddush, that would warrant leis shev. To fulfill all the mitzvahs of sukkah, to be yotzei all the shitas, to be yotzei the halacha, and have the wonderful simcha of Simchas Yontif.